While Simma and her family came to Australia as refugees, many others are not so lucky. We've seen many horrific images of asylum seekers who willingly risk their lives to come over by boat on often dangerous waters. 11 years ago, Abdul Hakimi was one of those men. Since his arrival, he's been helping nearly 300 Afghanis settle into the southeast.
I live in Arakut permanently since 2007.
Well, thank you for having me in your home. We're sitting in, is this your lounge room?
Yes.
Can you describe some of the things that are in it? It's looking very comfortable.
Yes, this actually is Afghan styles, because then the guests come in and they're very comfortable to sit, and it's all handmade.
I came to Narakot today to talk to some of the refugees from Afghanistan to see how you've all settled into Narakot. You've been here longer than some. Have you been helping newly settled migrants settle into the community?
Yes. We have in Narakot around 13 families, the women and children. They are very happy to stay here. It's great people, it's great town. Always I'm asking them why to come here, and they say the city is very rash and crowded, it's very hard.
I heard you just mention that in your house at the moment, you've got a young man that only just recently got out of detention centre. How is he settling in?
Those gentlemen, he stay in detention centre even 2 years. He give me a call. I have no anyone. If I got a place to stay, someone to help me, they allowed me to come. Otherwise, I have to stay under the immigration department too. And I say, well, I can't do that. I've got a spare room. I'm happy to help you.
Can he speak English?
Not much, just a little bit.
So he spent 2 years in detention centres. You've obviously seen a lot of people come to Australia in that time from Afghanistan and go through various emotions. How has he come out of that experience?
He say it's very hard time for him. I know it's the facility in detention centres. They have no complaint, but the complaint is long-term. He's looking for work. He allowed to work, and he get a driving license. He's big concern about his family. All Afghani people be concerned, especially at this time, and who they left their family member in Pakistan. It's very genocide at the moment with the Hazara people.
Because of the frequency of asylum seekers coming from Pakistan and Afghanistan on the boats, does it ever make you think of your journey over 10 years ago when you came over?
Most of them, I can say, they don't know where to go. They find the same place, not exactly Australia. Even myself was the same thing.
Can I ask you, when you did decide to get on that boat and leave, did you know that you're going to be entering a detention centre?
Even myself, we didn't know anything. We didn't know where we go.
You didn't know you were going to Australia?
No. Maybe the people know now, but not before. It definitely not. The situation of Afghanistan was, some people just hear about the Taliban, but they never seen what the Taliban was. Just killed women and children in the front of heaps of people. So when everything was destroyed, only the way goes to Pakistan. And when they come to Pakistan, still they don't know, because it's all under the control of the smuggler.
So you're saying when you came to Australia, it was under the decision of the smuggler rather than yourself. You didn't know you were coming here. And so you came in 2000. You spent some time in a detention centre?
Yes, 8 months at the women's detention centre. It was quite hard time. Now is all the facilities, everything, as the people say, is great, it's good. It was very hard time about the food, about the health, and about the education of the refugee, and they didn't know English class and know nothing.
You're now a part of a Rotary in Narakot and quite a prominent person in the community, and you've helped a lot of the Afghani families settle in. You came to Australia in 2000. Your wife only joined you in 2006. How was that for her?
It's great. So when she's coming, she's quite happy, and she just worked voluntary with the TAFE, still with the migrant, look after the children.
All those years ago when you dreamed of moving to a safe place, have you found it?
Yep. When I came in Australia, my English was very poor. I can say zero. I know who's the new arrival, new migrant, what they feel. I understand them, because when I come here, there's no one to help us like now.
Have you been back to Afghanistan?
Yes, last year, just in Kabul. Yep, I tried to go to reach to see our properties, what's going on, but we couldn't reach them because the way is not safe and the area is under the control of the Taliban.
Did you go back and feel like it was your home, or did it make you think Australia is really my home now?
Australia is really my home now.